I'm Sophie Crow, coming to you from above topsecret.com with an ATS podcast. Responding to Valhal, True American, Nurki, and Loam on the podcast Quakes Trigger Quakes. Great responses, everyone. Thank you all very much. Several people addressed different but specific issues, and I'll try to synopsize what was said. But first, I have to redo a bit from my podcast. It's a Mae West imitation, and I really blew it. So, here it is again, redone. Why don't you come over and see me sometime at AboveTopSecret.com? Let's get together and collaborate. There, I feel better. Now I can move on. In her first two posts, Valhal focuses on the positive. In terms of earthquake mechanics, she presumes a linear response with a negative feedback loop, and emphasizes her belief that the seismic response is dissipating. However, the new studies reported here show clearly that seismic waves are unpredictable, that the seismic response is nonlinear, and that the feedback loop we're witnessing is more likely a positive feedback loop than a negative one. In terms of social science and social engineering, Val's message is nothing to worry about, really. Don't panic. I can understand Val's response. It's motherly and protective. Of course, if she were a man, I'd have to say it was paternalistic. But basically, she's coming from a place where she doesn't want people to worry about things they don't understand. Stress is unhealthy, and it can make people sick. So this is not a small consideration. But personally, I think it's much more stressful and unhealthy not to know what's happening, and to be forced to make uninformed decisions based on inadequate information. In her third post, Valhal clarifies that she responded without actually listening to the podcast. She goes on to present another position based on a political perspective. She points out that oil drilling does not leave significant chambers, and with respect to other resource mining, her opinion is that chambers can only dampen amplitude, regardless of size, shape, or material. This opinion conflicts with True American scientific explanations of wave theory. True American jumps right into the science in his podcast and explains it very, very well, in a way that's easy to understand. Great stuff, True American. Thank you. Anyone who hasn't listened to his podcast here, I strongly recommend you do. It's really good and well worth the time. True American confirms the scientific validity of two postulates. First, that the removal of barriers like water, oil, and gas would allow seismic waves to continue moving through the Earth unhindered and without dissipating. Nurki chose to respond to the idea of conspiracy beyond the conspiracy of silence. If someone or some agency is purposefully causing earthquakes, he asked, then why are they doing it? Nurki put forward several explanations, most of them focusing on fear. He observes that geophysical instability, like earthquakes and volcanic activity, creates fear. And people who are afraid can be manipulated. For example, governments could use that fear to justify martial law. Also, certain entities might feed on fear and may need it, like we need food and water, he says. In general, Nurki's comments about fear and his explanation of why someone might do this all fall into the social engineering category of analysis. Nerke also suggests that our fear may be creating a negative energy field that affects the Earth physically and results in more instability. Loam asks the question, how significant is human impact on the geology of the planet? He posted several links and much pertinent information. You need to check it out for yourself. But one of the key scientific issues that he addresses has to do with soil and rock dehydration and the consequent impact on conductivity, which in turn impacts resonance capacity, and then finally may affect seismic wave amplification. Loam closes with the quote, "You gotta get some information." So, in summary, our resource mining certainly displaces various natural materials in the Earth. This does impact the planet's geology. Our sucking water out of billion-year-old aquifers, for example, for agricultural and other industries, is leaving empty chambers in the ground. And we know that this situation can worsen the planet's response to earthquakes in at least two ways. First, by our having removed these barriers, seismic waves can pass through these areas unhindered. And second, can sometimes amplify the seismic waves. Both these factors can result in any earthquake triggering more earthquakes in completely different locations. In turn, these changes in conductivity affect the ability of the material to amplify seismic waves. That's the physical science. The social and political science leads to different considerations. We've heard several explanations why earthquakes might be purposefully created for power and profit. In terms of the conspiracy of silence, we can see that there are at least two distinct movements to suppress this kind of knowledge. First, to prevent people from panicking, which would impact individual health and the economy. Second, this kind of knowledge would be suppressed to protect corporate industry. I'm looking forward to more discussion and contributions here. This is great stuff, guys. Thank you all.
You gotta get some. You gotta get some. You gotta get some information. You gotta find out. You gotta get some. You gotta get some. You gotta get some information. You gotta wake up. You gotta think.